Good morning. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on now. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Father, you are worthy to be praised. Father, you alone are worthy. Father, you alone are worthy. Father, right now, our glory, we activate this atmosphere. This atmosphere is covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, this atmosphere is cleansed, our glory, energized and anointed through the blood of Jesus. Father, you said, our glory, his shot, woo, that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we're glad. Father, first of all, we're thankful. Father, you said, enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise. Father, we bless the Lord at all times. Woo! And his praise, your praise is always in our mouth. Father, we declare and decree, we don't let anything come in between you and our praise. We don't let anything come in between you and our worship. We don't let anything come in between you and the purpose of God for our life. Father, we lay everything down at your footstool, oh God. And Father, we declare and decree that we will never be the same. Father, we walk in the peace, the joy of the Lord. We walk in the favor of the Lord. Father, we walk in the favor of the Lord. Okay, I'm going to say it again. We walk in the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. Father, you said, our glory, that you would surround them about with favor like a shield. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Father, we've got your favor. We are surrounded. We are submerged in your favor like a shield. Father, it protects. It not only manifests and does for us, but it also protects us from the enemy. Ooh, the favor of God. The favor of God. Come on, somebody. The favor of God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Father, we declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, ha, glory, that this word, ha, glory, is forever settled in heaven. Father, we declare and decree, ha, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. We declare that this word, woo, my God, how my, it, woo, because of the anointing on this word, Father, we thank you that it destroys yokes and loosens the burdens of the enemy. Father, we declare and decree this word, Father, you said in the beginning was the word was with God and the word was God. And to those that received you, the word, you gave them your power. You gave them your power to become the sons of God. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory. Father, I thank you. Everyone under the sound of my voice, they walk in the favor and the greater of the Lord. Father, they're walking in the obedience of God that opens up and activates new beginnings. Father, how glory. Woo, Father, they are walking in their new beginning. I'm going to say it again. They're walking in their new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. Oh, my God, new. Father, you said all things are passed away and all things have become new. Father, new. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. New, oh God. New. All things are new, oh God. New. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I thank you, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning, or it's mid-morning, Daily Bread, with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. As the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Woo! And the Word was God. Oh my God. I'm going to say it again. The Word was with God and the Word was God. And to those that believed on him, the Word, he gives us his power, his dunamis, his ability to become, ha glory, the sons of God. So listen, you are walking right now in your divinity. Ha ha, your divinity. Walk in your divinity. I'm going to type this in. Walk in your divinity. Amen. Walk in your divinity. I'm typing this in. Because why? Okay, I'm glad that you asked that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Let me see where we're. Here we got a lot. John chapter 4, verse 24, before we get started, okay? John chapter 4, verse 24. John chapter 4, verse 24. Amen. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Good morning, Doug. Here we go. It says, God is a spirit. Okay. And they that worship him, God, Elohim, Yehovah, right here, this word God here in the Greek would be Yehovah or Theos. Okay, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And glory. Here we go. God is a spirit, and they that worship him. This word worship in the Greek, okay, this word worship in the Greek, ha glory, means to take reverence. To kneel, to bow, but it's also, it means to obey or to be obedient. So worship is obedience, high glory. And we all know that in order to worship God, listen, you cannot worship God without sowing seed. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him. How? In spirit and in truth. Okay. In spirit and in truth. Everything in God's kingdom works spirit first, then it manifests in the natural. So we are worshiping God right now. Father, right now, I declare and decree. Come on, let's go to the word. Amen. We are worshiping God in spirit and in truth. The Bible says that the spirit of truth will lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen. So we have to understand God's number one purpose and design for our life is for us to walk in the spirit, in our divinity. Why? Because God is a spirit. And if I'm created in God's image and after his likeness, I'm spirit first. I possess the mind of God. I possess a soul, which is the mind of the subconscious. Amen. And I'm housed in the earthly three-dimensional shell of a body in order to operate in the earth, okay? So once again, it's spirit first, then the natural, okay? Oh, my God. Woo, man. See, Brother Doug got online, and next thing you know, woo, my goodness. So let's go here, okay? So let's go to this. Hey, we're going to be real quick today. Like I said, I just want to encourage you, Psalms 102 and Acts chapter 2, amen. I want to be real precise so that way you can go and use this word. You can walk in the power of this word. Amen. Amen and amen. Here we go. Here we go. Psalms 102, verse 13, okay? We should know what this says by now. We've been going over it. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Okay, you are in what the Bible calls a set time. Okay, we are still in the appointed time of God. It was, we just celebrated the Feast of Pentecost, one of God's appointed times. It's one of the times when he comes down and personally comes down to deliver, to heal, to lift us up, to empower, to pour into us, to make the exchange, to make the blessing exchange. The word arise means to come on the scene. The word favor, okay, you shall have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her, to pour out his divine presence and influence on our life, okay? Yes, the set time is the appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place, okay? When you understand this, okay, because God created the appointment, it's divine, it's an appointed time, it's a moadim. And this phrase is come, okay? In the Hebrew, it means to come in, okay? To be introduced, to be put in, to come to pass, and to be led in. Woo, my God. Woo, my God. Is present tense. The word is a state of being verb, which means present tense. So your time is right now. Okay. See, someone's messing with the message. So we might as well go here. Where was it? Luke. Amen. Where was that? Here we go, dude. We're going to exchange this. That the Spirit, high glory. See, here's why you've got to understand. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding, right? That's Proverbs chapter 4. We went over that yesterday. Real quick, before we go to Acts, let's go to John chapter 14. Come on, you got to get this. I'm sorry, John chapter 16. Looking at the wrong one. John chapter 16. Come on, someone type, it is so. Come on, John chapter 16, get this. All right. Look at what John chapter 16, verse 13. Verse 13, here we go. It says, howbeit, when he, okay, talking about the third person of the Godhead, okay, the Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Oh, my God. Woo! This is what the Moadims are for. The Father comes and he makes the exchange. You bring your offering, he brings the blessing, and he brings the Spirit of truth to show you things to come in your season. And what he's saying right now is, it's your time, it's your season, he's here, and he's the one that makes the promise. So he's not a man that can lie. Oh, all right, let's go to Acts chapter 2. Amen. Now this will help make sense. Are you ready? Now we're talking about the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Now, why is Acts chapter 2 so powerful? Because this is when the Holy Spirit has a legal right to enter through the portal, okay? Through the portal, whoo, my God, through the portal of the kingdom of heaven touching on the earth, okay? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, woo! They were all with one accord in one place. Woo! My God. They were all together and whole with one accord, one passion, one mind in one place. And suddenly, woo! My God. And suddenly, woo! The Aphno of God. Woo! And this would end right here. Meaning the Kai of God. Ha ha. Also, indeed, oh my God, came a sound from heaven. Here's how we know that it's from God. It didn't come from in the room. It didn't come from under the room. It came from heaven. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the whole house together where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost. They were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost, and began to speak in a spiritual language as the Spirit gave them utterance. Woo, my God, the whole power of this right now was to cause the Holy Spirit to fill us up. We were supposed to be here so we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because when you get the Holy Spirit, you get the Word and you get the Father, because these three are one. Oh my God. Woo, glory. Oh my God, my God. Oh my God, there it is right there. The all power came in with all truth. Oh my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Mm-mm-mm. So, hey, they were all filled. They were filled. They were filled to the full with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit began to activate the power of all. See, the power of all came in with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Father dealt with Moses. How glory. Well, the Word came in as the Ten Commandments. Then he came in as Yahshua. And when he died and shed the blood and the water hit the earth. Oh my God. This is how the Spirit got here. Because the shedding of blood cleansed. Oh my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. When he became the Passover lamb and sacrificed himself. Woo, oh my God. It was the Holy Ghost. Oh my God, my God. It was that. Mighty wind, the sound, the power of all came in the room like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. The power of all came in the room, and it came within them. Why? Because they were filled. Ah, glory. They were, listen, when the Holy Ghost came in, because they aligned with the mind and passion of God. Because they were one mind in one place in one accord, walking in the obedience of the Word. Go and wait for the promise. Oh my God, my God. Are you getting this? Now their vessels, oh my God. Woo! Their vessels became prepared to receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, we got to stop right there. Father, I thank you. Now listen. How do we get this power? How do we get this power working within us right now? I'm glad you asked. You said, above all things, you wish that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Why? Genesis 8:22, God's kingdom is built on seed, time, and harvest. While the earth remaineth, seed, time, and harvest shall not stop. You sow seed, you reap a harvest. So now, here's how we do it. Now, after you've heard the Word, see, the Father is here, the Spirit is here, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, in the presence of the Spirit, make an exchange. You sow your seed, whether into the ministry, using, glory, the website, the PayPal, the Zelle, the PayPal, restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L, or the Zelle. You can use your telephone. We got technology. You can scan the QR code right there, and it'll take you to the, I believe it's a PayPal link. And you sow your seed. So the 8888 or the 18888, if you want to do the 2024 seed and take it to the next level of $224, or if you want to sow the seed and sow, listen, the Bible says, to those that sow bountifully shall reap bountifully. $2,024. When you sow the seed, now you're activating this power within you. So you sow your seed. You can also do what's called the teruma, according to the word. Amen. Ezekiel 44:30. And it says that the first of all first fruits, okay, Pentecost, is that season of sowing first fruits, okay? It's called the oblation or teruma. Of every sort of teruma, you give it to the priest. Now, in this ministry, I'm the prophet and priest of this ministry. So why? Someone has to be responsible. God holds me responsible. So when you sow the seed directly into my hand, now it shall be the priest, the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So now, when you sow directly into the hand of the priest, now I speak the blessing over your life. Listen, I'm praying over you. I'm praying over you, your family, your ministries, your business, your health on a daily basis. I do that every day. Why? Because God holds me responsible. The Bible calls me the watcher over your soul, okay? I'm praying over you that you always walk in favor in the greater, that you always walk in good health, in a sound mind, that you always walk, woo, debt free. Why? That's my purpose as the priest. Now, when you sow back into my hand using my Cash App at $ Prophet MD Bryant, now you open up the mouth of the prophet, and according to the word, I can declare the blessing to rest in your house. Now remember, you are the house. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's what makes this so powerful. Understand. So right now, whether into the ministry, into my hand. Father, I thank you right now. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Father, I declare and decree, and I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and adds no sorrow. Those that sow the teruma, they are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Their spirit, soul, body, and financial situations are blessed. They are debt-free. I cancel debts. I cancel sickness and disease. I cancel anything that would hinder them doing their purpose. Woo! Fulfilling the purpose and the anointing and the power of all in their life. In Jesus' name. Now listen, don't miss tomorrow. Oh my God. Listen. If you haven't sown your Pentecost seed, listen, you still have time. Sow your Pentecost seed. That's the Pentecost first fruit seed is one of the most powerful seeds to sow. Amen. It's called the first fruit. Listen, I'll see you again tomorrow. Be blessed.